Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
When we talk about the 4th of July, you think of fun and picnics and fireworks. But again, there are safety issues, things that you might not even think about, leaving the potato salad out all day, just stuff. And we're talking about that stuff right here with Dr. David Hill, Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. So, 4th of July, it's a big summer holiday. Hopefully the weather's nice enough to be outside in it all day. Go through the list of all the things that are potential hazards that you see as a pediatrician and kids coming in because of whatever happens. Go through them and help us to prevent them in the first place.
You bet. You bet. Well, maybe we should go because there's a lot of things that can happen in the summer and on the 4th that can be dangerous. So we should hit the highlights. I think one of the overarching things, and this is a show about kids, but of course adults have to take care of kids, it is really fun for a lot of people use this as an occasion to drink, right? I mean, you're going to have a beer with your friends. A lot of people do that. But if you've got children that you're watching, I think you also need to remember that you have got a major responsibility for that safety, right? That's why they have parents. So really, keep a damper on the drinking on 4th of July if you're there watching kids. For example, at the pool, young children who are not just great swimmers, should always be within arm's reach of you. They may have swimmies on, they might be in a swim ring. Somebody just brought to my attention the worst idea I have seen this year, which is a swim ring for your neck. It's a real product.
Oh my goodness.
This is a real thing. It's like your baby can swim, the swim ring to go around the baby's neck. I like, this is a joke, right? No, it's real. It's the worst idea ever. But no matter what, whether that on a life jacket, you still need to be within an arm's length of that child because drowning happens quickly. It happens quietly. There's a video going around, I'm really glad it is, about how quietly drowning happens. When you see it on TV, it's blah, you know, a lot of thrashing and more. That's not how it goes down. You just look around the pool and suddenly somebody is on the bottom and you didn't know it. So you have to stay attuned. Same thing with cell phones. Cell phones are very distracting. And, you know, we're all used to checking them and looking at them. But if your job is to keep a child safe at this moment, especially at a pool, there's nothing that can't wait. Golly, it's a vacation. It's a holiday, right? Put the thing away. Watch the child. Fireworks, we just talked about, and there are some other great fireworks segments on Radio MD. But please leave the fireworks to the professionals. And if you just insist on doing your own fireworks show, get the kids way back and let the adults run the show. Kids do not have the judgment or the motor skills to run fireworks safely. And honestly, unless you're a trained professional, you probably don't either. But understanding that some people are going to do it, it's not for kids. It really should not be their primary job. We've actually been at friends' houses when the row of fireworks that were supposed to shoot into the air tipped over and shot at the observers, including our kids. We had to literally duck and cover. A couple of people got burned. This happens. This is a doctor's house where this happens. So, you know, it's real.
Absolutely, it happens. And I have to say that, yeah, I have been there too. And some neighbors, you know, at another state went and they were doing their fireworks and they were pretty far away. They were off a pier shooting out onto the lake and the firework reversed and shot back at us all in the crowd. And we had to duck and cover too. It's pretty scary and it happens really fast. People say, well, that's not going to happen. But these fireworks are cheap, listeners.
Yeah.
They're not,
that's,
I mean, they're
expensive.
Two of us
on one phone call who've experienced that. So that tells you how often it happens.
Well, absolutely. They're very expensive, yeah, to buy, but yet they're made so cheaply sometimes that they can backfire at any second. So fireworks safety, leave it to the professionals. Go on, Dr. Hill.
Well, we live in on the coast here, so water sports are huge. Remember life jackets for kids, and they may complain because they're dorky and they're hot and whatnot, but they save lives. And this is not a holiday that you want to look back on for the rest of your life as the day you could have done something to save a life and didn't, right? So deal with it. You're the parent. Your kids are going to whine. Doesn't matter. Put the life jacket on them when they're out on the water. You just have to. It's not a choice. And I know no child may have ever fallen off of your boat and drowned in the past, but that doesn't mean today won't be the day that it happens. Same thing with the drinking. We started with that. If you're operating a boat, that's a deadly vehicle. Do not have a couple of beers and operate a boat. It's a horrible idea. Do go out and have a great time with your kids on the water. There's a lot of good ways to do that. Sunscreen, we want to be outside. Getting that second application of sunscreen 2 hours later, that's the hard part, right? Everybody does the first application of sunscreen, but set a little timer. You got a cell phone, put a timer on there 2 hours later to remind yourself and tell the kids, by the way, guys, just so you know, in 2 hours, I need you back so that we can reapply sunscreen, even if you're sandy, even if you're playing in the waves, because I do not want to be dealing with your sunburn for the next week. So you got some important
Well,
things
I'd
there.
Like
you
to add in one of my own, because you were talking about boating, Dr. Hill, and as a boater family that we are, when your kids are out there, and again, you're not drinking and boating, and they're wearing life jackets, but when they're tubing, when they're water skiing, make sure that if they're going to drop and they're going to plan to fall off the tube, that there are no other boats coming around, and be a defensive boating driver, especially on the holidays, because other people are drinking and boating. So look around. If you're going to take your kids tubing, do it early in the morning or, you know, around dinner time when there aren't many people on your lake. Just don't do it when there's big crowds, because that's when, if a kid falls off, it happens all the time and somebody comes and runs them down. It's hideous and horrible. So look around. Make sure your kids let you know if they're going to drop off or jump off, and that you give them the okay. And I just think this is so important, because the tragedies are starting to increase on those kinds of things.
That is a really great tip. And I'll tell you, on our waterways around here, you can almost cross the waterway on people's boats on the 4th of July. You can walk across the water. I don't know where it would be safe to drop out. So that is really important. You mentioned
food safety.
There's going to be picnics. You know, use your cooler, use your ice pack. Once food has been at room temperature for 2 hours, it's done. Close it up, put it away. Nobody gets this, right?
So, okay, 2 hours out at room temperature, then do we throw it away, or can we stick it back in the fridge and use it? So I always throw it away, because I can't abide by having it.
I think the smart thing would be to throw it away. Vomiting and diarrhea are just never a lot of fun.
No, not really. So we've talked about alcohol consumption and keeping an eye on your kids. And parents, you know, we can all laugh that off, roll our eyes a little bit, but it really is important. And when you're out there, take it seriously and say, you know what, I can get drunk with my friends when my kids are not around, when there's not a million people out on the lake, when there's not people all around driving and everything. Alcohol.
And I'll add,
fireworks.
By the way, if we have time, with the alcohol,
yes, we
too.
Do.
Clean up those drinks quickly, because every year we get alcohol intoxications, which can be life-threatening. Toddler comes along, finds Uncle Joe's beer half-finished, downs it, and then ends up in the ER getting her stomach pumped and, you know, potentially in a coma. So really clean up that alcohol that nobody's drunk, get it in the waste can, pour it down the drain. Don't leave it out where kids can come forage for it.
Now, really quickly, before we have about a minute left, you know, there's a lot of campfires, 4th of July, roasting marshmallows, campfires, anything like that. Give us a little bit of the campfire safety.
Absolutely. Again, you want to be watching your kids very carefully. Remind them, if you cover up the fire after it's out, that there is still hot coals there. And a lot of the accidents we see are fires that are no longer visible. Once the flames are all gone, it's dark outside, people just stumble along, and all of a sudden they got a third-degree burn on the bottom of their foot. So you really want to mark off a fire site, cover it, douse it with water, and make sure the kids know that there's still potentially hot coals there that could still hurt themselves. And always, careful supervision. Be with your kid, help them out, watch what they're doing.
Great advice from a father of five and a pediatrician and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. These are all really great pieces of advice, and parents, we have to follow them, because these kind of holidays, as Dr. Hill said, you want to remember them fondly and not look back and say, why didn't I pay closer attention? So that's really the main message of the 4th of July. Have a great 4th of July. Have a safe 4th of July. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and stay well.